We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. What a beautiful day in St. Louis, and we are so happy to be sitting out here in front of broadcasting live in front of Ruler Foods in St. Charles, Missouri. Folks, you are all showing up in great force, and we are so proud to be associated with you in this effort. We have a diaper drive going on right now. Our sister station, Hot 104.1 FM here in St. Louis, Princess Storm is on Hot 104.1, and she put together drive, and we said the Annie Fry Show in 97.1, we want to get behind that, and we want to support you, Princess Storm, and what you're doing. And folks, you have shown up in force, and we are here until 3 p.m. There's more sidewalk to fill. Ryan, you've been helping people in and out of their cars, their trunks, dropping tailgates full of diapers. This has been, I think when we said we wanted to do this, we all looked at each other, we're like, our people will show up. They'll show up. They'll totally show up. They'll show up, right?
And they have, and it's been fun because we've been highlighting the fact that there's been a couple people who came by who dropped off a whole bunch of diapers. And, you know, that's awesome. Obviously, that gets you higher up and closer to the goal and now over the goal. But, you know, special thanks to those who just heard us talking last couple of days or heard us talking today even and just dropped by. Maybe even just didn't even know we were here and went into Ruler and said, oh, I really support this cause. It's really been neat to see how many people are listening at any given moment. And then if you're in the area, how many people are willing to stop out of their day? Maybe you're in the middle of work and a couple of people have said, you know,
lunch break.
Yeah. Well, even beyond that, too, you know, I skipped out of work for a minute. You know, I won't say who it is, but cool. It was very cool to see people just coming out and doing that. So thank you. Thank you to everybody.
We sold out Ruler Foods. Their diaper selection is gone.
I think they have like a few pull-ups left, maybe. But we've had people show up and say, you know, here's $50. I want to get $50 worth of diapers. And they've gone across the street to Walgreens. Walgreens, I can see the Walgreens sign from right here. If you're coming to Ruler Foods here in St. Charles, Missouri, we are on West Clay Street right now, and we're so excited for what we've been able to collect so far, but we really want to knock this out of the park. Please consider picking up some diapers, bringing them out to see us. On the breaks, we're shaking hands and meeting people, and we'll take pictures with you, or you can take pictures with all the diapers, because of what you're doing right now here in St. Louis to help these local families who need diapers. This is a basic necessity, and while prices are skyrocketing on everything, diapers, all those supplies that go along with raising a baby, those prices are going up too. You can actually, you know, be a blessing to somebody who is your neighbor here in St. Louis. Brad, what has it been like for you to come out here and experience? You've talked with so many people as they've been getting out, and you've been helping people as well. It's been pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool because people are just happy to help. It's like they've been waiting for something, a chance to do something like this. And so they get to come out. They're excited to meet us, but I think they're even more excited to drop off some diapers to help people out, to you know, do something nice for somebody. And that's really, I think, something that we really undervalue in society today, is just to do something nice. Oh, at church, we call it random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
Just do something nice for somebody for no other reason other than to be nice. And I get that impression from people, but they're also on a mission. They're looking to help. So it's really cool to talk to people.
You know what's neat, Annie, is that we talk, I mean, how often do we talk about in the last year and a half, especially, we've talked about inflation. I mean, inflation is out of control, and we usually approach it from the political standpoint, and we mentioned this, but I think being out here today and being a part of a charity slash ministry that's reaching lower income people who need diapers, who have babies who need diapers, this is the kind of stuff that inflation is affecting. These are the kind of people that inflation is affecting the most. The lowest income people are facing this the worst because the prices of everything go up. Well, the price of how much you're making isn't changing. You know, even if you're getting a raise, most people, you're able to weather that best if you're in the middle class slash upper class. Those who are at the bottom of that chain, they're feeling inflation the hardest. And so it's good to not just be talking about it politically, but to be out here doing something about it and people showing up and doing something.
We talked with Operation Food Search 2 weeks ago. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? They were working to help veterans in the St. Louis area. But talking to Operation Food Search, they're talking about the expansion of how many people are seeking out. They have food insecurity, and they need food to feed their families. And the people who are having to reach out to food banks has increased significantly because the economic burden that we're experiencing on a day-to-day basis right now is increased. You can be a part of blessing people by showing up today at Ruler Foods in St. Charles. We're on West Clay Street. You can be a blessing to somebody by showing up here and dropping off a simple package of diapers. It's really that simple. People are driving by, dropping stuff off. They're waving out the windows.
It's super cool.
We've met Jackie. We met Dan. We met Vicky from the live chat. Mm-hmm. We've had so many people show up who, Brad, you know, you, before you became the executive producer of this show, you were one of those people, a faithful person in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat, talking with people in the community. Like, you helped create, actually, that community that exists on our social media platforms. But, you know, these are real people. They want to help in real ways.
Yeah. It's so cool to get to meet everybody in person, too. That was, like,
amazing.
Before I was part of the show, like, my super excited things to do would be to come out to events that Annie would do. Part of it was I get to meet Annie. But the other part of it was I got to meet all of you guys that listened to the show. And it's like, all right, now I can put a face with the weird emoji or whatever your individual analog is on YouTube, and I get to meet you, and I get to say hi, and we get to meet face to face. I've actually developed some really good relationships and friendships with people through that. So it's a nice chance to come out to meet people that you chat with every day on our stream, and you know, do something good for people.
That's great.
Hannah, you monitor the chat every day. It's kind of your specific role on a daily basis to watch the comments. You know, today's YouTube live chat poll is, are you following coverage of the hurricane as it lands in Florida? Yes or no? If you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you'll see in the live chat area a poll there. We do that every day. Sometimes they're a little more politically charged. We didn't want to do that today. So as Hurricane Ian is landing in Florida, I wanted to know how many of you are paying attention to this and following this storm as it could, I don't know what the latest information is, but we're talking like it could be a Category 5 by the time it makes landfall. But Hannah, you know, you're monitoring this chat, you're seeing these names, their comments, we kind of know the personalities of people, like when you see the frequent names, but then someone shows up here with a package of diapers,
yes.
It's awesome.
You know, I don't see their faces, so when they come and they'll say, like, we had Dan C. come today. I'm like, Dan C., you come in every day. You asked us a question on Friday that we talked about, like, a whole segment. And it's really, really great. And something that warms my heart almost even more is to see our listeners interact with one another. You know, we've had people who have dropped off diapers at noon that are still here. And they're still talking to, you know, other listeners that come around. And that just warms my heart. And it's great. And to see the support for the diaper drive is great. To see the support for our show is great. And I know I can speak for our whole show when I say we are so appreciative for every single one of you for commenting every day, for coming out today, and just supporting us always. We love you guys, and we are so, so grateful. So thank you.
Yeah, I can't second that any more than what you've already said. I do want to highlight, we've got Paul, he's been here helping people. Did you just take $50 from somebody to go to Walgreens to get some?
Yep.
He did. Someone was like, hey, they have more diapers in there now? Ruler Foods is They've got more out. Yes, come buy them.
They had a shipment.
Come buy the diapers and then put them outside the store so that we can donate them to the food bank. We've had people stop by and they want to make a monetary donation. Princess Storm has told us there's a way that you can make a monetary donation right now from wherever you are. If you can't make it here, I can't stress enough how much $5 makes a difference. I think a package of diapers, like a standard, that package of Huggies right there, size one, there are 32 diapers in there. I bet that cost about, what would you say, $8 or $9, maybe?
For the package? Probably.
That probably about $8 or $9.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have $10 to donate, you're going to be able to buy a decent-sized package of diapers for somebody. Do you have the information on the monetary donation?
So, yeah, you can make the monetary donations at you can go to the odyssey.com website /hot1041events, Princess Storm. She's doing the second annual diaper drive. If you scroll down on her page, down toward the bottom there, there's a little hyperlink where you can make it says monetary donation. You just click that, and it'll get you all set up and linked to that.
Yeah, it's a super simple thing to do, and you don't have to donate like thousands of dollars in order to make a difference. One package of diapers, $10. That mm-hmm. makes a difference.
It sure does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's I think one of the things we don't highlight enough on the show, and doing something like this today really shows, is how many people are listening. And they give them all. There's a lot of people, and I think that's because it feels all the time, especially with an administration that's in place right now, like it's us against the world and that we're kind of the underdog. But guess what? We're the ones making the difference. You're out there doing this every day. And like Annie said, $5, $10, whatever it is, or if you can make it out here and bring diapers, this is the kind of stuff that makes a difference that it is not getting press coverage. So it may not feel like you're making a difference when you're doing this kind of stuff every day, when you're donating to your church, when you're doing good works that have nothing to do with the government. They really don't even have to do anything with politics. They're just you saying, I want to make a difference. I want to do what's right. That's what we're seeing today, and it's fun to see. And so, like Annie just said, if you can't make it out here, there is a way that they just set up that you can be a part of this whole thing.
We shared the link to the donation, and it's on Hot 104.1 FM's website. So we shared it on our YouTube live chat, and Hannah, I'm going to get it to you so that we can post it on our Annie Fry Show Facebook page, and we'll share it there as well. But if you go to the Hot 104.1's website and you look under the events, her diaper drive is right there, and it's the monetary donation, super simple to make at the bottom. The other thing that I want to stress here is that this is a positive thing. It is a positive feeling, and it feels good to do good.
Yes.
And what you were saying, Ryan, there's so much news that we cover in the day. I mean, I've got a whole sheet here. Like, let's here's the things that we could be normally talking about on a Wednesday.
Just the titles.
Inflation and the economy, Hurricane Ian, the midterms, China, Iran, crime, fentanyl overdoses, abortion, parents' rights, YouTube censorship. These are all things that are real important issues. These are things that matter. When we talk about these things on the show, it matters, and we have to balance talking about these issues with you and having these conversations with you with the other side of it, which is how do we provide solutions for problems that exist in our world right now so that we have this sense of accomplishment. There's nothing wrong with feeling like you did something good today and having that put a little extra pep in your step, because that's contagious to other people. Ryan, when we were talking with, I think it was Nathan, early on, before the show even started, he said he likes how we break it up and how we keep it light. And we get those comments from listeners. I get a lot of feedback from you folks. I get the good feedback. I get the bad feedback. I read all of it. And we appreciate that, because ultimately what we're doing here from noon to 3 on 97.1 is serving you, and we need you to be a part of that conversation. But we hear that a lot, Ryan. I know that you hear that as well, that when we work to try to keep it light, that's what keeps people listening, because otherwise the burden is almost too much to bear.
Well, I think, too, balancing it, because we do talk about real stuff, and these are big, big issues, and they can feel overwhelming. And so just coming at it with seriousness, but also sometimes with levity, to say, look, there's only so much you can do in any given moment. And then today, we talk about these things, I don't want to say in theory a lot. We talk about them as real issues, but we are always talking about how often are we talking about get the government out of the way and let people do the work that needs to be done. For any of these things you just read right here, I would say most of them are things that if we got the government out of them, a lot of them would be better. I mean, some of them are purely political issues, but some of them are not. And today we're seeing what it looks like to allow people to express that and to act and just say, here's the need. You're going to meet it? And people have said, absolutely. Yeah. And now we're actually over the need, and people still continue to show up.
And, you know, the need is greater than our goal was. That Princess Storm
is. Right.
But Princess Storm is saying to herself, you know, what can I do? This is what I think I can do. And when she put this goal out, she talked to us. She was kind of fretting from time to time about the size of the goal.
Yeah, a little behind the scenes.
Yeah, and we're like, no, let's help you do it. Let's get you across that goal. Hannah just popped up again. Another hatch opened up on a vehicle.
Hello,
that is a
you.
Huge box of Huggies. That box is as big as Hannah is. and we've got people walking up, and we're helping you unload. And guys, this is what it's about: showing up and doing something and contributing. We are at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles, Missouri. We're on West Clay Street. Our whole show is sitting out here. I think I'm gonna let's tease this a little bit, because the experience in the industry that the four of us have from radio, we're kind of knocking on wood when we start to do something like this. You know, we say we want to bring people out and collect these diapers. We're hoping that you show up with diapers. We're like hoping that we don't sit out here and nobody shows up.
Yeah,
we're like,
don't know.
What are we doing with our lives? What, we thought people were listening and nobody is, but clearly you guys are showing up in force. But also just the mechanics behind putting something like this together. We'll tell you a little bit about the arc of today and how this came to be and what we saw when we showed up and what you have made this day for us. Thank you so much for everybody who's shown up. We're going to be here for another 35 minutes. We'll be here till 3 p.m. at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles, Missouri, collecting diapers to support St. Louis families, local people, your neighbors who need help. This is an opportunity to step up and show up. And so far, you guys are doing a fantastic job. We're not done yet. Come see us. We'll be here until 3 o'clock, and we need your support. You're doing great so far. We're going to take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show right around the corner when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Sitting out in front of Ruler Foods in St. Charles, Missouri. The diapers keep coming, but you still have time to get here. We're here until 3 p.m. collecting diapers for the diaper drive that has been put on by Princess Storm of Hot 104.1. A friend of the show, Rudy Beck, just stopped by of Beck and Lennox Estate Planning and Elder Law, has been a longtime friend of the Annie Fry Show and so generous. He's going to go in and purchase some diapers from inside right now. It's amazing. You can learn more about Beck and Lennox Estate Planning and Elder Law at beckelderlaw.com. This is what I love so much about today, is that the people who we have seen out here, Vicky from the chat was out here, and she has said that this brightened her day. Mm-hmm. They're brightening our day.
She brightened our day.
It's reciprocal.
It's so awesome to meet all of you guys, get to say hi to you, put faces with names.
Yes.
And just watch you guys do your thing. It's really cool.
The amount of love today is just... It's great. I've cried twice. I'll probably cry again on the way home, and then when I get back, it's just
Well, you know, when Rudy showed up here, he wanted to make a monetary donation, and I said you can do that online. So if you go to the Hot 104.1 website, you can see the diaper drive under the events section, Princess Storm's Diaper Drive. And nope, that's not 97.1 FM. It's our sister station, Hot 104.1, but we wanted to support what they are doing on their station to help local families in need. That monetary donation link is on the bottom of that event page, but also he's going to go in and he's going to buy some diapers right now. They restock the shelves in Ruler Foods because we bought them out. So they had some stock in the back. They got it out. So there's some more. What's that? They've restocked it three times. Oh, that's so fantastic.
That's awesome.
Princess Storm is out here with the cutest three-year-old, nearly freshly three-year-old that I've ever met, Ace, who is pounding a package of M&Ms right now. So come and
cute as a button.
And then also incredibly cute and pounding candy, Ryan Wiggins. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here too. Yeah. We interrupted his Snickers to do the show. Sorry.
I think everybody knows that I do eat like a three-year-old.
Did you get that when you were in there grocery shopping on the break?
Yes, I did.
He walked out with bread. And went and put it in his car.
And I want you to know that I really tried hard to sneak that to my car without you guys knowing that I was just doing some random grocery shopping.
I think Steve, our boss, is the one who's like, are you grocery shopping right now?
The big boss.
Yep. Speaking of bosses, by the way, if you are going to come out here before 3 o'clock, we will not out you to your boss if you tell us not to.
No, we'll even sign a doctor's note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
If you come out here and you're like, hey, my name's Derek, and don't tell my boss I'm out here, we'll be like, okay, there was a guy out here who is not named Derek.
Yeah.
And we will not then say the company name, so nobody will ever know.
Was Merrick.
That's right. Merrick.
Merrick.
And he might work for the DOJ. He brought diapers.
Oh, you know, this day started off in a very interesting way. Oh, they're driving on it now.
Oh, are we allowed to?
Oh, I don't know. I think they're breaking the rules.
This is exciting. This is a new development.
That is fresh.
So we showed up today. Brian, our engineer, got everything set up, pristinely set up. And unfortunately, half of the parking lot, it's just half. I mean, the door to Ruler Foods is easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But half of the parking lot, because this is in a strip mall here on West Clay Street in St. Charles, Missouri, half of the parking lot was being resurfaced. And it had been completely resurfaced, but they hadn't striped it yet. So it's like taped off. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. Because where we were sitting originally was way down the way. And like, you wouldn't even know that we were here. But if people were parking here, then it would be a-okay. Well, then they were striping it, and that striping machine was a little noisy. Brian was not having it. He was like, "You've got to be kidding me!" And this guy was super kind, super nice, and he was out here working his butt off to get this thing striped for us.
I'm sorry, what?
And I can't stress enough how beautiful this brand new striped parking lot actually is. So it's finished now, and people have just come up to park on it at Ruler Foods in St. Charles, Missouri. And it's here comes a truck.
Yeah, I also want to acknowledge that one of the things that I've learned today is how many people have car alarms and don't know it. It's really remarkable.
You never know what's going to happen when you're broadcasting live on the scene. You show up, and there's a machine that's like, and it's sitting right in front of you, and they're like, okay, you're gonna strike this whole parking lot.
When I walked up, I was like, oh no, is that a hulalala?
A hulalala.
And you were like, yeah, I think it is.
How do you spell that?
H-U-L-U.
I was going to say L-A.
Oh, I don't know.
Lola? Lala.
It's up to interpretation because it depends on the translation. Just like the Bible. But,
Ryan, we need to have a conversation.
Let's discuss theology now. The other thing is weather. You never know what the weather's going to be like.
I was going to say, today, it's awesome out here.
Could it be better?
No, it's beautiful, and apparently it's going to be beautiful for a few days. We've been talking about this Hurricane Ian stuff that's happening. We talked to Dave Murray in the 12 o'clock hour. Yeah, and got some insight as to what's going to happen over the next 24 hours roughly, but also how it's going to affect St. Louis. And apparently this weather that we're experiencing right now is going to be here for a few days. And if you haven't been outside today and you need an excuse to do so, we're right here. So come see us. It's really awesome. It's a good day to be out.
My phone says that it's 66 degrees in St. Charles, but the real feel is 73 degrees.
Perfect.
There literally is not a cloud in the sky where we're sitting right now.
Oh, this is amazing. This
is
beautiful.
It's just absolutely beautiful. So take take 15 minutes or wherever you're, if you're in the driving distance of Ruler Foods in St. Charles, Missouri, on West Clay Street, come out here and be a part of something that's very positive. We are collecting diapers. Diapers continue to be brought up here. And it's just absolutely amazing to experience the generosity that you have brought to us and that we get to pass along to Princess Storm and her diaper drive to be a part of something bigger than us.
Bigger than us. And that's kind of the thing. We thought, okay, so like you guys think you're coming out here, it's about us. But we think it's coming out here, it's about you doing the donation. But really what it's about is these families that are going to be receiving the diapers. It's something bigger than all of us. And I really appreciate, and I want to say thank you to everybody for coming together for, you know, just making this happen. It doesn't happen without you. It doesn't happen without us. We come together, and we've made a difference in people's lives.
We're going to take a quick break right now and let this truck back up, complete its backing up.
Erica, so excited to be with you this afternoon, bringing the real radio voice, radio, to 97.1.
You just don't even know what to do, do you?
What?
That's like this, for all that talking.
No, this is what you do when you're a professional. You come back in, you bring it. Hot. You bring it live.
Listen, I've been working with Annie for years, and she's never done anything like that, and she is the consummate professional.
Maybe she needs to listen to the podcast to hear the beginning of how we opened that segment to know exactly how to, boom, just engage people immediately. Because, well, actually, I'm going to contradict my own point here. She's engaged people so well that she actually can't be at the table right now where we're broadcasting because there are so many people here. So, thanks so much for...
Is my mic on?
Yes, it is.
It is now. I told them to keep it off as long as possible.
Oh, okay, thanks. I actually wanted to open the segment, so that's why you told them to turn my mic off.
Now you know how to open a segment.
Yep.
Yep. Radio.
It was out of the gate.
Hannah, sometimes you learn by a good example, and sometimes you learn what not to do. So I'll just let you kind of decide how you want to handle that.
So what's cool is that we have been out here since noon, and actually a few people were showing up before noon bringing diapers. We're collecting diapers. Just reset here. We're in St. Charles at Ruler Foods. So if you're in the area, gosh, stop by. It's a beautiful day outside, and we're just hanging out. People are dropping off diapers because we are collecting diapers for the diaper drive, which goes to St. Louis area families in U City. I was talking to Princess Storm from Hot 104.1, who's actually the one who organized this whole drive, and we're just kind of supporting her. Well, you guys have shown up big, and she was jaw-dropped at how many people. Can you describe the scene here? Because words don't do justice to what we're seeing.
The stack is about as tall as I am. And it is, you can barely walk in the door of Ruler Foods, to be honest, because our pile is growing so wide.
Well, just to let you know, when we started today, they said, can we bring out a cart? And it was a cart that was probably about the size of a standard or wide coffee table.
Yep.
And about as deep as
it was a box cart.
As your waist. Yeah, it was like that. And we said, well, yeah, I think that'd probably be good. And if we can overflow this thing, boy, that'd be even greater. You know, like if you can make this cart overflow. It's so beyond that that we're having trouble figuring out how to keep diapers away from the door because people still have to go into Ruler Foods.
I posted a picture on our Facebook and our Instagram before the show started, and it was the donations that we had before noon. I'm going to post a whole collage of pictures later to show you the difference of the pile went before the show started compared to where it is now. It is unbelievable. We have so many. I think I've met more people today than I've met in the past 3 years combined. It has been crazy, an amazing turnout, just wonderful.
Here comes another donation.
Yep, another part. It's hard for me to, like, I'm supposed to be making the podcast and everything. I'm like, I can't.
No, we're just collecting diapers. I mean, honestly, what are we going to do with all these diapers?
No, I don't know how we get up. Well,
Brad has a truck.
Yeah, I do have a truck. Princess Storm's dad is coming to, has a huge truck, so.
Good. We're going to need a semi-truck or something.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Well, thank you so much to people coming around. What's your name, sir?
Jeff,
thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Thanks
Jeff
for stopping
and
by.
Hannah just had to stand up again, too, to say hello. So
thank you.
I imagine we'll be out here just a little bit longer than 3 o'clock just to make sure that if you're coming, we get to meet you and say hello. So
real question, guys. Are we in the last segment of this hour?
Yes.
Is this the third segment? Yeah.
Yeah, because you broke early from the one because the truck was backing
up. I just wanted to know when I was supposed to break again. And I'm basically supposed to go until Mark Reardon tells me to knock it off and he takes over.
Yeah.
That's the idea, right?
Usually he comes into the studio to do that.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the YouTube poll? We haven't talked about that much today.
Good question. Are you following coverage of Hurricane Ian as it lands in Florida? We are covering that as we are sitting out here at Ruler Foods in St. Charles, Missouri on West Clay Street. In Florida, our friends and our neighbors are taking it on the chin. It looks like, was it Fort Myers is where the storm is making its landing, and it sounds like it's hitting basically right now.
Making landfall now.
At Category 4 hurricane. Yes or no, Hannah, we'll ask you first. Are you interested? Are you following the news of this hurricane as it hits Florida?
Yes, I am following the coverage of this hurricane. I actually love meteorology. I've taken many classes about it. And
I think we should make her a weather girl.
If radio doesn't work out for me, I will go into meteorology. And I am following this, and I love I've been watching Ron DeSantis speak on this. I love to hear him say about anything. So this especially, it's like my two favorite things in one. So yes, I am following the coverage of Hurricane Ian.
Ryan, what about you?
Yeah, I've said before, I've got a personal vested interest in the track of this thing anyway. Right now, I'm following just because it's a major hurricane hitting the United States. But after that, I want to know where it goes because I'm supposed to fly to Georgia on Friday. And
is that going to happen?
I think so. The track, as of about 24 hours ago, maybe 36 hours ago, it looked like it had moved eastward a little bit, which is good for me. We don't want, though, I mean, listen to Dave Murray talk about this thing. What we don't want as American citizens who are looking out for each other, we don't want this thing to be moving up the East Coast just off of coast, because then it will continue to maintain its power a little bit more. So you kind of want it to move inland overall. But personally, I don't want to move inland just because that's where I'm going to be. So the answer to the poll question for me, absolutely yes.
Brad?
So I haven't been following it up to this point because it's been offshore, just passing here and there, keeping an eye out, but not like intensively following it. Now that it's starting to make landfall, now that it's going to start hitting, now I'll start paying more attention to it. So I guess my vote would be yes, I'm going to be following it, because that's kind of how my following goes. I don't really follow it until stuff actually really starts happening.
I noticed that on some of the groups that I follow as somebody who pays attention to what's going on at the theme parks in Central Florida, that they close for 2 days. That doesn't happen very often. That's an unusual thing. It's supposed to, according to what Dave Murray said with us at 12:25, if you want to hear Dave Murray's response to what we expect to happen through the next probably 48 hours or so, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and listen to Dave Murray's reaction at 12:25, because we talk a little bit about how the local, like, what does it mean for us here when there's a hurricane there, but also what is it like to experience something like that? Well, he said it's going to go up pretty much through Central Florida, so it'll be something that pretty much all Floridians are definitely going to have to brace themselves for. If you know somebody that lives in Florida, if you have family or friends there, I'm sure that you're paying attention to it. So if you want to vote in that live chat poll on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you just go there and vote. All right, and let us know, are you following coverage of Hurricane Ian as it lands in Florida, yes or no? We like to know this because that kind of helps steer us in the direction of do we want to cover this a lot or do we not really want to cover this, just, you know, the highlights.
Yeah, and silver lining to the whole thing is that it has, in his words, caused a log jam. So the weather we're experiencing right now is going to be this way for the rest of the week, maybe even weekend. So we got a lot of nice days ahead.
Hannah, you said earlier you had a story. Do you have that still?
Yes. So, let me pull it up really quick. I'm excited to read this one.
To reiterate, when we put something like this together, you never know what's going to work and what's not going to work. You don't know if the weather's going to cooperate. You don't know if they're going to resurfacing the parking lot in front of you. So we have so much content prepared for today that we haven't really gotten to. So I think maybe we'll just do that. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thanks for the donation. You've got a story I want to get to.
Fake engagement rings are on the rise. It's a new trend.
Fake engagement rings? So, like, they're just not real diamonds?
Yes. They're, like, yeah, they're fake. So I first saw this a few months ago, Annie, I don't know if you remember this. We were in the studio, and I saw a headline on Fox that said, fake engagements are on the rise due to inflation. So then I started looking into it more because it fascinated me. And it was funny to me to tell the difference between news sources reporting this. Fox says it was due to inflation. And then I read from CNN, and it says that they are different because of the mindset of Gen Z. So totally different. But anyway, Sterling Forever posted a reel on Instagram sharing why more couples are purchasing fake engagement rings. Some of the reasons are to avoid sizing issues, which is interesting to me. The partner not liking the ring, so they'd rather buy them a fake ring, in which totally, like, if you don't want to propose to somebody for real because you don't think your partner will like the ring, maybe need to
reconsider
find
the whole situation.
Yeah. Practicality, so in case you lose it. And then another reason on Sterling Forever's post was to avoid feeling guilty after proposal.
That's interesting.
This isn't exactly what you're saying, but I saw a commercial last night on Hulu that was openly advertising lab-created diamonds.
Yeah, this is...
That's what that is?
Yes.
Oh, so they know they're fake. It's not that they're being duped.
Let me just...
They know that they're fake.
Let me interject here. That the quality... Like, if... I wish that the engagement would be more about the marriage and less about the size and the scope of the ring. Mm-hmm. So when we say fake ring, I would rather you say fake diamond because I don't care what the ring is. That was the one thing I had said to my husband, then boyfriend, before he was my fiance, because we had talked, you know, we'd been dating, I think, for like 3.5 years when we got engaged or maybe married. But we had dated for years and we had talked about, you know, the thought of marriage. I talked about it more than he did, to be honest. I think that's the way it goes.
Yep.
But I said to him, I said, all I want you to know is if you are putting off in getting engaged, if you're putting off proposing to me just because you think you can't afford the ring, two things. I don't want to get married and be making payments on my own ring, and I don't really care about the ring. I would really like to just, I'm ready to get married when you are, if that's the direction this is heading. Because I didn't want to be postponing the rest of our lives because of some monetary thing that either he felt he needed to outspend what he could afford, which we were broke at that time, so we couldn't afford anything. So that's, you know, that was my message.
It just blew my mind to read the headline difference between Fox saying it's due to inflation and high costs that people can't afford to buy a diamond versus CNN saying that Gen Z has a eco-conscious mindset, which is just crazy.
That's very interesting.
72% of people, according to Yahoo Finance, don't trust their partner to choose their ring. Who are these people that they're polling? Like, what?
Did you, Ryan,
that's not
did you
good.
Pick out Katie? Here, you can share here. Did you pick out Katie's ring? Did she have any part in that?
No, I mean, that was one of the things that you're talking about caring about the ring a lot. I did care a lot about the ring because I told her I need a big diamond to impress my friends. And so she, I would say she followed through that somewhat.
That's
they weren't
obnoxious.
Huge. They weren't huge diamonds, but they were fine, you know? And so I got to sort of flash that a little bit to my buddies. But
I imagine you wearing a big rock on your finger, and that actually like makes a ton of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, stop imagining.
I've been judging you like you wanted to be judged. I've been judging you on it for quite some time.
Okay, no, that's fine because you can judge all you want, but I got the bling to back it
he
up.
He always wants to take his hair and brush his hair out of his face just so that with his left hand, just so you can see his big diamond ring.
Still that. Have more diapers coming.
Their this diapers just, are still
awesome.
How are we getting these?
We'll figure that out in a little bit.
Yeah, we don't know yet. It's not 3 o'clock yet.
Let's talk to Princess Storm, the woman who has put this all together, and we wanted to step up and support. She has got her little boy, 3-year-old, from what I understand, freshly 3. Ace is here as well. Princess Storm, Ace, go ahead and say hi. Can you say hi? Say hello.
Say hello.
Waving at me.
Use your words. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Ace. Are you happy to be out here with your mama today?
Yes.
Is your mom the coolest ever?
Yes.
Yes, good answer. Princess Storm, we're about to wrap it up here. We got about 3 minutes left. What do you think?
I want to say thank you to everyone in St. Louis, all the surrounding areas. I really, really appreciate you guys so much. As you can hear, they're cranking up and loading up the diapers that you guys donated. You know, it's just so many families are in need. The pandemic, COVID, the flood. If you need diapers, come out to the St. Louis Diaper Bank. You can get diapers there. I know a lot of people are like, once I donate them, where are they going? Mm-hmm. They're going to the St. Louis Diaper Bank. If you need help or you know someone that is in need of diapers, they can go there and collect diapers. Any size, any brand. My goal was 50,000. And guess what? with Annie Fry and all of her listeners and everybody out here in the community. We met that goal. So thank you so much.
That's great. That's awesome.
Storm, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Whenever we said we were going to partner with you, did you ever imagine that they would need a forklift to load up diapers?
I did not. But you know what? We're just going to say anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Ace, have you ever seen this many diapers in one place at a time?
Yes.
Yes? At your house? This is what it looks like. Here comes another.
So when I was pregnant, just real quick story, I read a lot of books. I also just did a lot of work. And I'm one of those people, when I find out about something, I just goes into study mode. Oh, yeah, that's so cool. My baby's right here. So one thing I realized was that diapers were really expensive.
Yeah.
So at my baby shower, I told my friends, because my friends like to drink, I said, I have these really cool, expensive gift baskets I'll give you guys if you bring diapers on top of your gifts.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you like little raffle tickets. So if you bought a box of diapers, any size of Pampers, you got, you know, into the raffle. I gave her like four huge baskets, and everyone showed up with diapers.
Diapers.
So I didn't go shopping until he was maybe about 7 months.
Yeah.
Because I had so many diapers at home.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And it goes a long way. And everything costs more now. Everything costs more now than it has in the past. And these, when costs are going up, it becomes harder to support what you need. And this is a basic necessity. And St. Louis, you guys have just shown up in a big, big way. Real quick, because we're going to have to break here in about 60 seconds, Princess Storm with Hot 104.1 broadcasting here with us at Ruler Foods in St. Charles, along with Ace, her three-year-old boy. Princess Storm Friday, if people couldn't come out today.
Yep, Friday, Sam's Club in Maplewood, 2100 Maplewood Commons Drive at the Sam's. Come out 5 to 7 p.m. All the information is on Instagram at my Instagram at Princess Storm, Storm with two M's.
Perfect.
Or on Hot 104.1's website.
Yeah, that's right. Go to the Hot 104.1 website. Under the events area, you'll see Princess Storm's Diaper Drive. On the bottom of that page is a place where you can make a monetary donation. If you couldn't make it out today, if you can't make it out on Friday, you can still be a part of a solution that helps people right here with a basic need. This is an easy way to help. If you got 10 bucks or more, please consider donating. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you to the team for being out here. Thank you to Ruler Foods in St. Charles, Missouri. The Mark Reardon Show up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.